You know what I mean? You want a better world, ladies and gentlemen? Legalize pot right now. You want to end the deficit? Legalize pot right now. I am so sick of hearing about the goddamn deficit, I could fucking puke blood. There ain't no fucking deficit. It's a fucking lie, and it's a fucking illusion in the first place. But you want to end it? You want to end it? Legalize pot, biggest cash crop in America. Deficit's gone. But I am so sick of hearing about, well, your leaders misspent your hard-earned tax dollars, so you, the people, now have to tighten your belts, and we got to start paying this back, because we, your leaders, misspent your money. You know what would make tightening my belt a little easier? If I could tighten it around Jesse Helms' scrawny little chicken neck. I feel better about the sacrifice right now. You fucking tobacco-pushing motherfucker. You are the worst fucking drug dealer in the fucking world. You scrawny, right-wing, fear-mongering piece of sucker of Satan's cock. You suck Satan's cock, you fucking chicken-neck little fucking cracker. I'd tighten my belt if that were the case. I'd eat bologna for a week. You know what I mean? I'd sacrifice. Boy, Jesse Helms is another great one, isn't he? Just another little fevered ego tainting our collective unconscious. Because, you know, anyone like Swaggart, anyone that far to the right is hiding a very deep and dark secret. You do know that, right? I'm an armchair fucking psychologist, but... anyone that, you know, when Jesse Helms finally dies, he's going to commit suicide, first of all, in a wash tub out back underneath a pecan tree. He's going to slash his wrist and he's going to write in blood, "I've been a bad boy." But you know they're going to find the skins of young children drying in his attic. Swarms of horseflies going in and out of the eaves, and on CNN over and over, his wife going, "I always wondered about Jesse's collection of little shoes." Anyone that far to the right is fucking hiding a deep, dark secret.